got lovely thighs.
And he's got a bit of...
That's all you saw, was
it? Hang on.
Where did that come from?
I think we need to make an announcement today.
Andrew Jarman's arrived.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The
Friday
Bump.
Friday Night Footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.
Oh, the A-grader here, Roo, Burn, Jars, Dits, and have you signed the visitors?
Limo's here. Hey, I'll tell you what, I got in early.
Yeah.
I sat out on the big table out here. I went to say g'day to Dits, but I could tell he was buried deep in something. Yeah. He was on the phone. I thought he's doing research. Yeah. He's trying to break a story.
That's
I won't interrupt him. Yeah. So I sit down, start pouring through some stats, and then eventually on the phone, I hear Dits go, oh, yeah, g'day, yeah, it's Chris Dittmar here. Look, I'm after two bottles of your 2018 Shiraz.
Did you? That's for tea tonight.
Yeah. That's entree.
That's what I've got to do to work with you, bloke.
What are they retailing it?
I've only had one bottle so far.
He said, no, but the best bit came after that. And he said, I went online, but I couldn't work out how to operate it. Can you just send it to me?
It was a bit beyond me. Anyway, let's talk footy, shall we? I'm scared. I'm very, very worried and scared.
What's happened?
Crows are about to play West Coast and North Melbourne.
Mm. Yeah.
Port Adelaide, we've got the toughest run home that anyone's gotten in the whole league. Crows are going to finish above us.
Nah, can't happen.
It can.
I think it may happen.
After everything we've said about the Crows, how bad they are, what a shocking year they've had, and they might actually finish above my mob.
Well, do they need percentage as well, or can they just do it on points?
Oh, well, it could come down to the last game.
It's two games in percentage ahead, so they need to win all three, and Port have to lose all three.
The showdown.
It could be
that's the final game of the season, isn't it? Oh, it's going to be massive.
And there's another disadvantage. They can't wear the prison bars.
Oh, that's going to cost them.
No, I'm going to get
like
that.
Four goals.
What a disgrace that is.
Let's talk about the Crows first.
By the way, Crows magnificent on the weekend. Rue, you would have been extremely happy with what you saw.
Well, they played four quarters for once. That was the only real difference. I think they didn't play much different to what they'd played for most of the year. They missed goals again. They butchered a few things, but they played for four quarters. So... that's what I was most pleased about. They haven't been able to do that many times this year.
Mm. Who were the players that pleased you, though?
Keys.
I think the one I was most happy with was Wayne Miller. I saw him now just starting to get clean, starting to get more confident and start to play the way that he can play. And he's been out for 2 years. It always takes a long time when you come back from that. Had a chat to Rennie on the weekend about what he was like after 2 years, and he said,
it takes
a lot of time.
Oh.
So Wayne Miller was the number one. I mean, Keys has been doing it all year. I thought he was great. And there was Fogg continued on his the new Darcy Fogarty, goal of the year and mark of the year. I thought he was fantastic.
So everyone would say that Fogg has now arrived, right? He's finally put it together. Yep. You boys, next year, what's his spot? Where exactly should he play?
Oh, it was the same role he's playing
forward.
Now, key forward. One of the
where, though?
They don't play one position, did they?
No, they roll around.
Is he the bloke in the... What I'm saying, is he the fella in the goal square? Is he a centre forward? Where is he?
I don't think you want to pigeonhole yourself in one spot either. You don't want to be, I'm the deep forward all the time, because sometimes you don't get the footy. So get up. He's been able to do both, and he looks a different player. He's flying at the footy. I haven't seen him before.
It's confidence. It's above the shoulders. It's been like that for 100 years.
He believes now. It's actually scary where he could potentially get to. What is he, 22?
Yeah, he's
22-year-old. He's only 23.
Wow.
So that is very exciting for the Adelaide Footy Club. And to think that there was talk about, I don't know how far that got, but him not being at the club, it's bloody exciting for the Adelaide Footy Club.
Well, he's a brute of a lad too, isn't he?
Oh, he's big. And he's using it. Starting to use it.
He's got lovely thighs.
And he's got a bit of... That's all you saw, was it?
Hang on.
Where did that come from?
I think we need to make an announcement today.
Andrew Jarman's arrived.
There he Grumpy is. Pants has rolled up. Yeah. What is up your bum today?
Oh, the Donnybrook's up.
Are you not getting one at
I
home?
I can't comment because I didn't see the game. I'm not going to make a comment if I didn't see the game.
Watching the bloody game well, so you can
because
comment
I'm
on
busy.
It.
You saw his thighs.
Your role's a footy analyst.
But I've got, I've got lots on in Adelaide. I'm sort of a big deal in town if you didn't know.
He saw his thighs, Rube. He commented on that.
Actually, Bernie, on that, Jazz, is it this week or next week you're giving us your top five thighs in the AFL?
Tom Hawkins, is he there?
How do you commentate on footy all week if you don't watch the bloody stuff?
Well, what do you mean by that? I don't commentate on footy.
Well, you,
on the rush
you
hour.
You talk about on the rush
no,
hour.
No, I don't. I let Bernie do that. He calls.
Throw hand grenades.
He had to stop me yesterday.
I've been trying hand grenade for a while.
Oh, hand grenade.
I said a hand grenade.
What are you so grumpy about?
I'm not grumpy. Now, go on.
To answer your question before, I love Ben Keyes's role. Yeah, I think he has to have a role every week.
So he went on to Saad.
Yep.
Right, dangerous player.
Defensive forward. And because he's so fit, in the end, Saad was cooked. Mm. There was vision
exposed
of him.
Exposed him, didn't he?
And they were saying, how does Ben Keyes walk into goals like that? If you watch behind the goals, he just worked him
ragdolled
over.
Ragdolled him.
Worked him over.
So well done, young Ben. Mm. But keep him out of the centre square. That's all I ask. Look, that's only 20 weeks in a row you've said that.
Change the midfield. Do something different.
And they did. And then what happened? You got a result. Good result for the Crows. All right. Well, and you're right. They could finish the season off with a couple of more wins. And there you go. Mm. All right, Port Adelaide. 5 points, a loss to Collingwood at the MCG. On the surface, you'd say not a bad result. But, gee, they stuffed that up. They were leading very, very well early in the game. They were about 5 goals, kicked 5 in a row at one stage, dominated the game, let it slip, and discipline at the end of games. Now, I can point to about 4 weeks in a row where players have done stupid things or unskilled things right in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying that loses the game, but it doesn't bloody help. Everything you do during the game loses the game.
Yep.
But when you give away a 50-metre penalty and there's one goal in it from your forward line, things like
Dixon,
he gave away a 50. And again, I was saying Charlie lost the game, but that incident doesn't help. Go back previous weeks, two very, very highly skilled players miss in front of goal. That loses the game. We lose by 14 points. And on it goes. And yet a lot of people want to sit here and say, oh, has Hinkley had his time or whatever? I think it's a good question to bring up right now. And I'll tell you why. And sorry, this is a bit long-winded, but Roo, and I want to go back to your time at the Crows when I thought Malcolm Blight had such strict rules and team rules that if you broke them, as you know, you just came straight off the ground. Mm. I'm not seeing that at all with Port Adelaide right now. People can make mistakes. Oh, it doesn't matter. Just, you know, reset.
Well, you mean like if you miss a goal.
Or anything. 50-metre penalties or whatever you do, everyone just gets away with it and nothing's done about it. And Port Adelaide keep losing games by 10, 12, 14 and 5 points, whatever.
Through discipline, you reckon?
I reckon. And nothing's been done about it. Now, is that Ken Hinkley? Is it the whole coaching staff? Is it the board cost you all the way down? Is it a weak football club all of a sudden? These are questions I've got right now when I see Port Adelaide continue to lose in this way.
Well, with rotations, you can't really... You've got to wait for their rotation to come off really now. They're on and off that much that it's...
Yep.
If you're going to give them a message, they're coming off probably within the next 10 minutes anyway. Yep. And if you drag them off, you stuff up your rotations or the sports science guys be jumping up and
but
down.
But the coach can still
get
them on the
phone. I'll
tell
you where Port Adelaide... I feel lost it, and it wasn't in the last minute or the last few minutes. Yeah. Late, with a minute to go in the first quarter when they're 24, 25 points up, flying, going really well, just needed to take that margin into quarter time. Mm. Alir drops a sitter.
Correct.
Ginnivan kicks a goal.
Yep.
They win it out of the centre bounce. DeGoey takes a mark. Another goal after the siren.
No one was on
DeGoey. They're all up and about. No one was on him.
So where's the
centre? In the centre square, no one was on him.
No. Forward. They dropped back and it was just an easy mark.
He was 30 metres out from goal on his own.
So, and then he kicks a goal after. And instead of going, Kenny coming down and going, well done, boys. What a great start.
On.
Everything's going to plan. Yeah. You're doing this well. You're doing that well. Let's keep doing a bit more of that. I want a bit more of this here. Instead of that, they go in and it feels like they're down by 3 goals. Kenny comes down. I saw it. I was at the game. Sprayed him. Gailey's pointing and firing up. And then they're all of a sudden they've gone in 1 minute of footy.
Yep.
And 1 minute of a stuff up.
They went
really,
from dominating.
They went from dominating and it looked like Collingwood weren't going to get near him.
This is what I'm talking about,
Bern. They don't kick a goal in the second quarter.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Don't
kick a goal.
I want to take you back to the Port Geelong game right now. Sean Burgoyne, a man who knows, was sitting with us in the commentary box. It's just on halftime. Port Adelaide are going really well.
Yep.
There's 30 seconds to go. Ryan Burton's got the ball in the back pocket. Sean Burgoyne in our commentary says, kick it down the line. You know, kick it as far as you can, punch it out of play. Ryan Burton looks inboard and tries to hit someone on the chest at centre-half back. Geelong player marks it, kicks the goal on the half-time siren.
Yep.
These are the things that are happening with 30 seconds to go, week in, week out. Where does that start and finish? Who is doing something about that stuff? And when Ken in his press conferences says, oh, we're 5% off.
Yeah.
Well, these are the 5%ers that and no hope, one's doing anything about
I
every week.
So
if they change
them.
It over the summer, are they a premiership contender? Or are you saying that these things can't be fixed?
Well, I want to ask you a question. Please don't think I'm picking on Ryan Burton. Because I really like the lad and he's a skillful player.
But we've mentioned
I'm picking on an incident. Yeah, so we're mentioning a few
everyone.
Players. So if they're all guilty of doing these silly little things, do you know what? I only played under 10 football. I know that kick it down the line and just get the ball out of play.
Late
why am I trying
quarter.
To hit someone
that's
on the
that's a part of discipline, doing the right thing when it's your turn.
It's also good choices.
Yeah, well, it's decision making. You don't have to score. The good teams, if they've got a good lead or they're playing well, last minute, they just kill it.
So if it happens
just,
1 week in
just
a row.
Just kill the time.
You know, coach can bring him in, yell and scream, say, don't ever do that again. When it happens about 8 weeks in a row,
yep.
There is a big issue.
You reckon they've been doing it all the time?
Yeah, they have. That's why they're in the position they're in.
Similar situation, but they're all little different things. But
yeah,
all
that's right.
Undisciplined things, but all different, which adds up to, well, they're undisciplined, aren't they?
And what I will point to Ken about, what I think he can take responsibility for, is not playing a ruckman for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
So who would he have played?
Oh, anyone. But throwing Sam Powell Pepper into the ruck was a disgrace. Absolute disgrace.
Tika
and he's
was
tried
the emergency.
His guts out.
Tika was over there because I saw him. As a travelling
Finn Finlayson been going all right?
Finlayson
yeah,
was still
makeshift.
Pretty good.
He's not.
So who would you play, Sam Hayes?
He was no good in the ruck, but
everyone
his follow-up
Port Adelaide reckons he can't run.
As soon as he put Charlie Dixon into the ruck, each time, the game turned.
Yep.
So why didn't they do that?
Who
the
knows?
Last
that's what I'm asking. That is what
does
I'm asking.
Does he not want to play
and I
there?
Think,
or?
I'm sorry, but I think they're all fair questions to ask. I really do.
No,
I don't
I'm
think
with
it's
you,
being
Dix.
Unkind at all.
I was a bit annoyed. I picked Port Adelaide. I thought they were going to win on the weekend.
Well, they won all the bloody stats.
Except
the inside 50s.
That little bit, that little minute before quarter time, I reckon. And you always look at the last minute of a game. Hmm. But that there was the turning point. They didn't get a goal in the second quarter. And then they just couldn't quite get back within a kick until the last minute.
Do you think they need a new coach? Bernie?
I think Kenny's the man. I honestly do.
So would you, if you're David Koch,
yep.
You're now chairman of the Port Adelaide Football
yep.
Club. You go 1 year on your contract. What are you doing? Are you
I'm just
renegotiating, or are you just letting him run for the first half of the year and see what happens?
No, I'm not into rushing to re-sign coaches
so
for long periods.
Happy to just let it run and have
wrong?
Speculation.
Have we ever? Yeah, speculation's fine. Who cares?
No, I'm not
There's
saying
speculation
it's wrong.
Anyway.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at the moment, like, we talk about it every week.
Yeah.
And the grumpy old men come on and Franz is an old says his time's up and then... Yeah. I'll say, most weeks I'll say, well, they're only an inch away.
Yeah.
They can make some tweaks and get it right. They can beat the top side.
But they're not changing it, Roo. That's what I've just discussed. They're not changing
it. Yeah, but they can change that over summer.
But they haven't. Yeah, but
you know that sign that when someone put Sack Hinkley?
Yeah, yeah.
You know they've released the security...
Footage.
Was it?
You know who it was?
Who was it?
Ken Hinckley.
He wants out.
He wants to get paid out.
He's had enough.
No, I just hope he's addressing those little things that we spoke about.
Of course he's addressing them.
What, you reckon
Come
he'd
on.
No, they haven't.
Oh, bullshit.
They haven't.
Well,
it's gone on too long.
Right.
It's gone on too long.
Why does it keep happening then?
So why is it
because either the players are not capable
or he's
not
enforcing it.
He's not enforcing it.
Oh, bullshit, Bernie. You've been in football clubs. On a Monday morning, editing that, coming up with those clips and saying,
and still doing
at the end of the game, don't kick it there, Ryan.
Keeps
happening. So they're not listening.
You didn't even watch it.
I know I didn't watch it.
Well, don't rave on.
But here's two ways to look, I think, at the Ken Hinckley situation. One is a lot of Port people say he's been there 10 years, you know, three prelims, didn't win a premiership, had the chance to, didn't win it. It's time to get someone else. And then a fella came up to me yesterday and he said, you know, when he came to the club 10 years ago, club was in a basket case.
Gone.
It was on its knees. So
that's when the tarps were there.
That's right. So he has, in fact, had, you would say, a very successful 10-year period, but
you're
no
not
premiership.
Far off it.
So, you know, there are two ways to look
I
at
still
it.
I think he's got a lot to offer.
You don't get to where they are right now unless you're doing a lot right.
Mm.
And doing a lot right is what you're talking about, talking to the players about those simple decisions that they're making. You have to be addressing them. Every single time
but
to get to where they are at the moment.
If it keeps happening,
so where are they now at the moment? Where are they now?
Well, in the second half of the year,
where are they
are mixing it with the best. They're not getting the job done, but they are a whisker away. They're not, absolutely, they shouldn't be
so
happy.
So the same group next year, front up over
pre-season. No, not the same group. Not the same group.
Older players get another year older.
Yep, and
so
all the good young kids get a year older.
Let's keep looking at the clips that we make good decisions. But
well,
we'll
what
keep
would
doing...
you do?
Apart
seriously?
From Robbie Gray, their older players are playing
that's
well.
Right.
I'd say the most influential players in the team.
All they need to do is make some tweaks.
Dixon, these guys.
If they get Lysette fit in the ruck, if they get Brody Grundy over and watch this space, that could happen. If they get a ruckman in there, their midfielders keep getting better. Aliyah hasn't had a good year.
No, he hasn't.
They've got room in, they'll have room in their salary cap. Amon's going to go. They bring in Josh Dunkley. They're a whisker away from being a very good football side.
I can
side.
See it turning very quickly. Like, this has been a bad year.
Great
bad, poor start.
Injuries at the start. They'll learn from that. They'll be hungry as hell because they've had a bad year. Koshy will be up their backsides to get them to go, and they'll be right amongst it next year.
Sometimes you need a bad year like this just
Melbourne
to go, well,
it.
It does. It doesn't happen. It's not gonna, you're not guaranteed to make a prelim every year. It's not going to happen. But if you drop out of the finals completely and you have a year like this, you go, geez, I want to get back
there. That's
how
Melbourne
just
people
train harder. They go harder.
Just on that. It wasn't it enough to lose to Richmond by 6 points in a prelim, then get embarrassed by the Bulldogs in a prelim final?
Well,
you don't reckon that's not a spark
that's
or a
another
spur.
Way to
yeah,
look
they
at
did,
it.
But they got up there last year again. And then this year they've had a terrible start, and that can happen. That can happen.
They were just, they could have been thinking, oh, well, we'll be here again next year, we'll have another crack. But when you drop out completely, you go, shit, it doesn't happen every year. Let's get back to where we are. You have some home self-truths about yourself and your teammates, and then you eyeball each other and go, no, let's get back there.
All right. Stephen Motlop's called it a day.
Yep.
How do you view his career?
Look, he's a bit of a tease at times, but he's super talented. He plays that role where it's, you know, you can have a good week one week, do the same thing the next week, not do a lot. He's good to watch. He's had a bloody good career.
217 games.
Exactly.
Geelong and Port Adelaide.
In the toughest position on the ground, over 200 games, to survive that even, it's incredible.
Do you remember the night he kicked the goal on the run against the Crows? Only a certain player can do that. And I mean that. Like, it was very clever. He was very cool. And I looked at that night and thought, wow, he's a talent. There's no doubt about it. So, yeah, well done. And I enjoyed watching him play, for sure.
Going to need a small forward next year, Paul, don't they? If Fantasia gets fit, maybe.
Robbie Gray could possibly finish.
James
Rowe.
Lockie Murphy.
James Rowe. Lockie Murphy.
Right. Hey, God, you're in a mood.
All right, we've talked a fair bit about Port Adelaide. Hey, Roo, how was your weekend?
Had
a big reunion.
Weekend. Had a great weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, three-dayer.
Three-dayer?
Yeah, three-dayer. Didn't go stupid or anything. But
anyone can go through?
Hey?
Not anyone not sleep?
Very different to the celebrations of yesteryear. 12-ish was a rule. I broke that only two nights, Friday, Saturday. But
12-ish.
Two out of 12-ish. Three.
2 out of 3.
I had 12-ish.
I had to get up and coach in the mornings. But no, it was a bloody good couple of nights. I had a good time catching up with past players, hearing some stories, and I thought it was a really good weekend for the club.
So this is a 25-year reunion.
Yep, for 97 and 98.
97 and 98. You said it wasn't massive, but who is the party boy still to this day?
There was no...
I
promise you, it was very different to yesteryear. there was a lot of mid-strength beer and red wine. That's where we're at as old men. We had a session at the pub on Saturday Arvo just before the footy. We drank beer at the footy. We drank wine. Very different to what we did a few years ago. That's all I'll say. But blokes were in really good spirits. Not everyone was there. But that's fine. Everyone makes their choices in life. And the people who were there had a great time. A lot of people travelled for it. Bernie did a fantastic job Friday night interviewing players and coaches, from Bickley to Blighty to Shane Allen, lots of different people. I thought it was a really good night. The supporters and sponsors were there as well. And a lot of the people from property stewards to team managers, Barry Downs, Johnny Condon, Laurie Longman, who used to do the drinks. There were people, all different types of people, and it was a great weekend for the footy club.
Beautiful stuff. Mm. How did Blighty go?
Blighty was he got tagged by John Reid. So he had a chihuahua on his legs.
But, he had to take him forward to test out the tag. Yeah.
Blighty's still great to listen to. His stuff that he pushed on us in the late 90s is still very important today. Still, you know, he coaches like the way Collingwood and Richmond play. He loves attacking, you know.
Kick more goals than the
opposition. Yeah. Put them under pressure, strong rules. You know, everything that's going on when you play under Blighty. And if you follow it and you don't hear from him, you know you're in the good books. If you choose to do the wrong thing, you'll know about it really quickly.
I found it fascinating. You know, I know most of the other people I interviewed, including Blighty, but I didn't really know Shane Ellen. So yeah. I did a bit of homework beforehand, and he kicked 3 goals in his previous 38 games leading into that grand final. What I didn't realise as well, which I uncovered when I was interviewing him, he wasn't confident that he'd be picked. Hmm. So he was sort of half trying to avoid Blighty that week. Yeah. And then when Blighty goes, "Oh, can I just have a word?" He thought, "Oh God, here we go, I'm out. And then he goes, "I think I might play you forward." And then he goes, "Well, at least I'm playing." He thought, "Well, at least I'm playing now." And then I said, "Well, what about playing forward?" He goes, "Well, shit, now I've got to work out how to play forward."
But wasn't it a masterstroke?
I know. He kicks 5. Unbelievable.
He said, you're a great kick. You got a good set of hands. You'll be right.
So he made him believe it.
The same thing with Pitto leading after the prelim final in 97. He went up to him early in the week and said, "Pitto, you're on Lowy this week. You'll be right." Stewie Lowe. So told him early in the week that you're going to go back and play as a key back. Yeah. Played mainly as a ruck for a lot of the year. He had his ways about it, but he was just a gun at understanding all the little things that make you good in footy. He was a super coach.
Hey, Bern, sorry, Liam, I just quickly. So back in the day, so 97, a very good friend of mine, he's still my mate as well, went to school with Jerry Klingley, played golf with Blighty every week. Yep. Somehow over the years, they got in the same foursome at Grange Golf Club.
Yep.
And in that way, and Blighty, very candid and open as they're walking around. And Mods is out. He goes, "Yeah, Shane Allen will play full forward." Jerry went, "What?" Because, of course, he's half-back flanker.
Yeah.
Rang all of us straight away, goes, "Get on first goal." Because the whole world would never pick that Shane Ellis playing full forward. Yeah. We were on, don't worry. Yeah, it was paying like 120 to 1.
Yeah,
like,
it was ridiculous. Been. Yeah.
But he didn't kick the first goal. But, geez, we were excited. I mean, of course, I said, "Jerry, he's not playing full forward." He goes, "I'm telling you, he's just told me on the golf course."
Nine games that year as well, no goals, Shane Ellis for the year.
Did Mods play in the prelim?
Mods did his knee in the 97 prelim.
In the prelim, yeah, right. So was
So
that's why he had to put someone there. Yeah. Incredible. What about the stat you gave us the other day about Andrew McLeod, which everyone just forgets?
We were at the pub on Saturday and we're talking about Matty Robin and we said, "He kicked 6 in the prelim, didn't he?" And Bungie said, "Yeah, someone kicked 7. did you kick 7, Bungie?" 7 straight. He kicked 7 straight in the prelim.
And then when the big comeback against the Dogs.
Yeah. 7 straight.
7? I can't remember that.
That obviously wasn't from the halfback flank, was it? Did he go into the middle?
Into the middle. I was thinking about all the performances in 97 and 98. So obviously Darren Jarman kicking 6 and 5. He kicked 5 and a quarter, didn't he?
In the last quarter.
He kicked 5 and a quarter.
Jamie Shanahan.
Yep. So you got Shane Ellen, you got that performance. Yep. You've got Andrew McLeod's 2 performance. You got Ben Hart's performance in 98 in the first half. You got Peter Cavan, who played a great performance. You got Kane Johnson, who played sensational footy. You got Troy Bond, who kicked 4. You got Peter Tyson Vardy, Edwards, who kicked 6 in Sydney.
Nigel Smart.
Nigel Smart played while kicked he was 3 concussed. In
98.
Three. Matty Robin kicked 6 in the prelim. You got all these different
great individual performances.
You got Rennie, who did what he did in the ruck.
Yeah.
Turn the game. And
then you got Aaron Keating, who won more medals than he got touches in the 2 weeks of footy.
He was probably 5 games and won flag.
He was probably best on ground, in fact, on the weekend.
He won flags for the Crows and then Norwood.
Did Brett
James.
But
I think only had 2 touches for the 2 weeks
in both grand finals.
He had 4 or 5 in the grand final.
Yeah, Beefy James.
Don't know what he was doing. 5 games.
He played in both as well.
He played in both and just a great lad. Yeah. Absolute champ. He finished playing last year at the ripe old age of 48.
Oh, they're a talented family. Yeah. Eh? Yep. Roger and Brett. Oh, yeah. Brilliant, brilliant players.
He's still coaching, Roger. Yes. He's coaching Freeling.
No, he's assistant coach to Freeling.
Or assistant.
Oh, he's not coaching anymore. That was their first win. Mm.
Assistant coach.
He's just winning three years against Jars, man, that team, remember?
He had to get Beefy to come out and be his runner for him this year, he said.
Mm. Now, we've mentioned the Barossa and Light League, Williston. The last few weeks, Jars, what's happened?
Nah, look, I've got really no comment at this stage.
You're not talking to the press.
Is the coach involved?
How would he go to a press conference?
Has the coach got the full support of the board?
No.
I don't reckon he's got support of himself.
Have you lost the players?
No support at home either.
So have you lost the players? Have you got the?
Yeah, I've lost everyone, Ben. Don't worry. There'll be a decision made next week. What'd you say?
Have you lost yourself?
I've lost him.
What were you at the start of the year? Weren't you
five and zip?
Six and zip.
And what are you now?
And on the way to coaching North Melbourne next year.
Yeah, what are you now, though? Hey.
Six and six.
So you're one and six.
No, we're
They lost six in a row.
You lost six in a row.
All right, as we wrap it up, just quickly at Port Adelaide, well done, Erin Phillips. It was always going to happen, but
well done.
To be a captain, and her dad got very
that
emotional.
Was beautiful.
Yeah. Phillips was not an emotional sort of guy. No, either,
the toughest bloke to play at Port Adelaide, wasn't he?
So he was a premiership captain, and now his daughter will captain the first AFLW side.
I teared up.
And
it was beautiful, and he, of course, wore the prison bar jumper through his career.
That's right. Yeah, what's going on there?
Dits is going on.
This is disgraceful.
Let's play.
They
this
should
grab.
Just wear it.
Hang on, listen
Let's
to this.
Play this grab from the breakfast show this morning.
Right.
Not giving up old Koshy, is he?
No, nor should he.
No. Doesn't sound like he's getting anywhere, though.
I reckon they will. There you go.
You got inside info.
I'll leave that with you.
How come they're not wearing it this year?
It'll happen.
It'll happen.
It'll happen.
This year.
What do you know, Dits?
No, it's not going to happen this year.
What do you know?
Heritage Ram coming back
next year. I'm pretty confident. Next year. I'm pretty confident.
Is that why, though, the AFL will bring Heritage Ram back?
No.
Because they're allowed to wear it in the Heritage Ram, in the contract.
Agreement in 2007.
But if you brought that back, that'd solve it all.
Why don't you just wear the damn thing?
Because you'll get fined and or dock points.
Yeah, but one game?
It doesn't matter. You're not going to make the fine.
You're not going to make the fine.
You get a better pick.
You get a grumpy big boy and Melbourne.
You don't want to, you don't want to do that. Exactly what Rue just said. Yeah. Look, just for mine, as a Port supporter, I think the AFL are pathetic on this. Whether you believe Port should wear or not, it should not, it cannot be Collingwood's decision. The AFL run the game.
Yep.
And if the AFL say no, then they say no. But do you know what they've said at the moment is, we'll go to Collingwood and ask them.
That's crap.
That is absolute weak as water. No, weak. And what you're doing is you're making a rule for one club, yet 17 other clubs can do what they like. We saw that Fremantle wore their Guernsey last week. Mm-hmm. Either all 18 clubs have the same rule or they don't. And that's just the way
Next
I see
year
it.
Showdown, Crows home game. I'd like the Crows to wear the South Australian State of Origin jumper.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Port won't let that out.
We're not having State of Origin anymore. Hey,
those days Port are finished.
Crows have got nothing to do with the South Australian team.
Well, why can't you say
Crows have got nothing to do with the South Australian team?
It'd be something I'd be looking at. I know Nigel Smart tried.
They were built from all the South Australians.
That's correct. They should wear the Victorian one then, Joe.
What?
Should wear the Victorian one.
What do you mean?
And the Magpies are not the power.
Yeah.
No, they are. This is where you're wrong. They are.
But you're not.
They are,
you came in 1997.
Port Adelaide power.
You're Port Adelaide power.
Do you really need to hear all this bullshit again?
You're firing him
who
up,
you reckon went into the, who
You're
went into the AFL?
Firing him up, look at him. Look at him staring you down.
This is good.
I knew exactly where it was going next.
You don't retract that comment. I was only staring.
You're not retracting.
No retraction. Well, are you hearing anything about Port Adelaide in the SANFL? Not wanting to be there?
Listen to the breakfast show this week. Listen to the
tomorrow morning
highest rating
FM
breakfast show in Adelaide.
You've gone and dropped some mail on Port Maggie's regarding next year, aren't you?
Just listen to the breakfast show.
He's hooking it. I like it. It's good. We better leave it to
you. We'll do it all again next week.
Well, at the top rating Brecky.
Good, well spoken, Jazz. You said three words for the whole thing.
No, I wasn't.
Didn't see the both games, so what am I going to say if I didn't see the both games?
Say something!
I did say something! You said something! Fucking stood there as usual. Dits is emotional about his footy club.
What have you heard? Rue, Limo, Dits,
Bernie, Jars, Triple M's. Friday Night Footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.